Chippewa Falls, a Civic Media radio station with the best of the 80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
And you can dance.
Closing time, open all the doors and let you out into the world. closing time. Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing time. One last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know.
Sweat. Come on, girl.
Radio with the Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW.
Weekend long.
I can't quit listening.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Thank you.
Says, come on, on in.
Informed with the latest news throughout Eau Claire and the entire Chippewa Valley on our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. James Kelly and the WCFW News team has what you need to know every hour, 24 hours a day. For the latest news, talk, and discussion on what's important to you, count on 93.5 The Tap and WCFW.FM.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries. And she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
CFW.
Much too late. All sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. Well, they showed you a statue, told you to pray. They built you a temple and locked you away. Ah, but they never told you the price that you pay. The things that you might have done. Only the good die young. Show me a sign, send up a signal, I'll throw you the line. Stained glass curtain you're hiding behind, never lets in the sun. Darling, only the good die young. Whoa, 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 whoa. I tell you, only the good die young. Only the good die young. You got a nice white dress at a party on your confirmation.
it's better, but I say it ain't. I'd rather laugh with the sinners than cry with the saints. The sinners are much more fun. You know that only the good die young. Oh, baby. I tell you, only the good die young. Only the good die young. Said your mother told me all that I could give you was a reputation. Virginia, don't let me wait. Your Catholic girl start much too late. Sooner or later it comes down to fate. I might as well be the one. You know that only the good die young.
CFW, streaming 24/7 on the free Civic Media app.
Ah!
80s, 90s, and more.
105.7 CFW.
Kick it! And more.
We're your place for fun music. 105.7 CFW.
She don't like it.
Easy for you to listen to 105.7 CFW wherever you work. Download the free Civic Media app. Find CFW, then stream us anytime, anywhere.
So this new dose is... Nope, that's not it. The price is nowhere to be found.
Mr. Green? Hi, it's all good. We've got this.
This is not just help from a Walgreens pharmacist.
Oh, new prescriptions. Cool. Let me check to see if these are the lowest cost options covered by your Medicare plan.
Oh, that's great. Thank you.
This is someone supporting you every step of the way. Chat with a pharmacist today to find help saving. This is the human kind of help. Walgreens.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities. Like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food. Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans. I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up, went to bed early, and Christmas morning my wife said, "Let's never do that again."
We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. With the general election just days away, Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump will hold competing rallies in Wisconsin. Both Vice President Harris and former President Trump are scheduled to hold rallies in the Milwaukee area on Friday, just a few miles away from each other. The Milwaukee area is crucial for both candidates to win the swing state, as most recent presidential elections in the state have been decided by less than 23,000 votes. Trump will return to Fiserv Forum, while Harris will visit the State Fair Park. If you want to vote early in Wisconsin but still haven't done it yet, your window is rapidly closing. The final day for in-person early voting in most communities is Friday, unless your municipality offers early voting over the weekend. There will be no in-person early voting anywhere in Wisconsin on Monday to give election workers the time they need to prepare for Election Day. For details on when in-person early voting will be offered in your area, you should check with your local clerk. If you can't vote early over the weekend, you'll have to wait for Tuesday. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation has announced new plans to replace nearly 16 miles of highway between Cadott and Cornell. According to DOT officials, the project is currently planned for 2027 and would replace 15.5 miles of Highway 27. The project is expected to cost between $8 and $9 million. It would involve resurfacing the road, replacing a pedestrian underpass in Cadott, and completing work on the Yellow River Bridge. DOT officials will host a public hearing on the future project on November 13th at the Cadott Elementary School. Eau Claire residents will need to start remembering where their car is parked starting this week. The City of Eau Claire is reminding residents that alternate side parking will go back into effect beginning at midnight on November 1st. While alternate side parking is in effect, residents will need to park their cars on the odd-numbered side of the street on odd dates and the even side of the street on even dates. The alternate side parking will allow city officials to clear snow off the roads faster and improve safety. Alternate side parking will end on May 1st. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Rain tonight and temperatures in the mid-50s. Showers and storms on Monday, highs around 64. Monday night, scattered storms and a low of 44. Rain and upper 40s on Tuesday. Finally, some sunshine by Wednesday. We'll have highs in the mid-50s. It's 48 at our studios.
CFW.
You were born that far away, so we could both make fun of distance. Lucky that I love a foreign land.
80s, 90s, and more. 105.7 CFW.
Step inside. Walk this way. You and me, babe. Hey, hey.